when I first heard reggae music, really heard reggae music and noticed that I was 11 years old and my uncle showed it to me. And, you know, part of it was just admiring him and wanting to look at the things that he was doing and going, wow, that's really cool. And then I didn't really get to get too much exposure to reggae again until I was in high school. My family moved to a beach town in Southern California, and all of a sudden it was everywhere around me. And I went, oh yeah, this is that stuff that Uncle Gavin was showing me. And at that time, it really, really grabbed me, you know, grabbed my heart, it grabbed my soul. Just the love that's in the music and the spiritual ingredient that's in the music spoke to me. And that's when I fell in love with it, and I've been in love with it ever since. So the way we always describe the music is soul reggae rockers. The music is definitely based in reggae music. A lot of the traditions from the genre are things that we use in the music, and it's the basis for what we do. But I really saw a need to introduce more of a melodic take. A lot of the chord changes that I use, the harmonizations, the backing vocals, the melodies themselves, and the song structure are taken from a soul music influence. And then the rockers happens when the band gets together, because we all, every single one of us was, you know, born into a rock and roll background. And when the band's playing together, we can't help but have that rockin' influence creep in as well, because we get excited, you know? I wasn't actually trying to start a band, which is what is kind of so magical about all of this. I was inspired. I was excited. I had a kid come in. Then one by one, these guys just came out of the woodwork, and one led to the next, led to the next, led to the next. And 3 years later, I feel like I have the most wonderful band in the land. I feel like the luckiest man in all of Northern Arizona. And beyond that, all of us love each other. All of our families love each other. It's kind of become a tribe, and it is a beautiful thing. That night you saw me, I was running with the wrong girl. Wrong girl. It's all part of the design. For me, a big theme in all of this is that life is hard, and it is scary, and it is also beautiful, and it's also fun, and it's also exciting. It's all of these things. And it's not just one or the other, and you can't have one without the other. There's a sort of a holistic outlook that you are going to experience all that humans experience. There's love in all of it. There's love in being afraid, and there's love in being scared, and there's love in being angry even, you know? And how you deal with those things and how you choose to move forward with those things in your life is a lot of what makes you who you are.